Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us. Hate Crime Hoax was one of the books that he wrote. We'll talk about the Jesse Smollett hoax and get his thoughts with regards to that. He's also been doing quite a bit of studying on the whole concept of white privilege, and he has another book out called Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I love Dr. Riley. He's just on target and very in the center, very moderate guy, but he just talks the truth, and I love that about him. We'll have him coming up. Reggie Littlejohn is with us, top of the next hour. Women's rights around the world. She is a leader when it comes to talking about that. It's Women's Rights Without Frontiers, an international coalition to expose and oppose forced abortion, gendercide, and sexual slavery in China. She's going to talk to us about how they have infiltrated our industry and our businesses, and how U.S. businesses are currently funding the genocide. This is what the NBA player is talking about, Mr. Cantor. He has called out people like LeBron James, for example, and as he should. Enos Cantor calling out Chi, Nike, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. He should be calling out Mark Cuban as well, who are all heavily invested in China, putting billions of dollars into the CCP. And what are they doing with it? Well, you should watch Finding Courage to find out. Bottom of this hour, Donna Jackson is with us. We expose how CRT is attacking our faith. Yeah, that's a target of CRT. And Donna Jackson will explain that. She is part of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. All right. Well, listen, joining me right now, my good friend, he is the president and CEO of Americans for Limited Government. And I want to encourage you to get over to their website. They've got some great gifts for you. Just click on their, you can click on it. Actually, it's in our sponsor section as well. And we appreciate the relationship that we have with them and encourage you to purchase these incredibly witty paintings. I think that's what we call them, witty paintings. Rick, welcome. Good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And I actually put the merchandise shop up, and this is what we're going to talk about today, but I actually put the merchandise shop up because I have such positive response about the Tony Bronco cartoons that we commissioned, and you know, and he's now being picked up by Fox News, and so you know, 800,000 people see him every single day. But people come to me all the time and say, you know, I really like this. How do I get pieces? I'd like to be able to enjoy it and do something with it. And so we put together the merchandise shop largely off of that idea. And so there's some cool things on there, with some puzzles and some other things that I think people will like, along with some hats and bumper strips and other things. But check it out if it's something. It's five minutes of your time. Go on it, and what you find, if you find something that's good for Christmas for you, great. If not, well, maybe you have a chuckle with some of the puzzles.
There you go. There you go. All right. So I know you always ask me the question about India. Let me just cover that very quickly. So we did not have a gathering this weekend. However, we have received and today they're today. My yes. Yeah, anyway, it's a 13 and a half hour difference. But they have gotten the second half of the funds. So we will be blessing our widows and graduating our sewing class in 2 weeks. We also have been given a donation to help purchase, and we've been given 40 blankets to hand out. It gets very cold there, so we'll be giving blankets out to the poor and the needy. And then finally, we have we have also been given funds for another well. And actually, we're about 75 bucks short, but I know that $75 is on its way to us. And so we're going to be putting in a well. So we've got the graduation of the sewing. That was a $910 donation from a foundation in New Jersey. We're very grateful to them for that. Then the blankets were a donation from India, and the well was a donation from a large pastoral ministry, pastor that has a ministry there in India, and we're just covering a portion of that. So it's amazing. And in the previous, 10 years or so that Pastor Samuel had been doing this, he's part of the lower caste, Rick. And so because of that, no one in India, he wasn't getting donations from anywhere. They were scraping by. And since, we've joined forces and come together and God brought us together, they have started regularly to receive blessings and donations from within India as well. And I'm just, we're both very grateful for that, obviously. So we praise God. Lots of good stuff going on. If you'd like to help, go to www.cg4i.com. That's cg4i.com. All right. Topics. There's a couple of things. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't give you a chance.
First of all, it's just amazing. And, the experiences of people who live in places where they don't have much, where they're fully dependent upon God, the experiences, the depth and richness of their experiences with Jesus, is so profound and so missed here in America, where we have so many other blessings that we sometimes put the big blessing kind of on a back burner, don't rely on God as much. And it's the stories of healings around the world, the stories of the difference that a blanket or a well makes and clean water. It's just as we approach Christmas, it's one of those things I hope that people will convey to their children and grandchildren, that for all the stuff we read and all the stuff we talk about and problems in the country and the like, ultimately this problem in the country is that we haven't focused on what's really important, and that is a sovereign God who has our back on everything. We just believe in him.
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Wow. And the trumpet started.
I know.
Pretty exciting. I've never had that happen before.
I've got to tell you, there is a film that I want to, it speaks to what you were just talking about, and I was going to see if I could find the particular spot in here, but it speaks to what you're talking about. And it's called God's Not Dead, We the People. And it's really a very, very powerful, powerful story.
Is that the one with Melissa Joan Hart? Is that the one with Melissa Joan Hart where she's a...
No, it's the third one. It's the third one. Yeah, it's the third one. Okay, I think I've found the spot. Let me see if I can get this to pop up really quick, because this is, not there. There, and there. There we go. Okay, let's see if we can get this to listen. I got to bring the volume back up.
Buster Hill.
Dude. I told you, you can just call me David.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you can help me with this sermon.
Certainly, Buster David.
Okay.
What's the topic?
The topic is, what does faith look like? It's so hard to nail it down.
Yes, because it's relative. In Nigeria, many of the people that we minister to are only ever a moment away from death. Death from hunger, disease, bad water. Villagers walk to church, many for hours. They don't say, oh, I have to go to church today. They say, yes, it's Sunday, I get to go to church. In the back country, people don't have money. They bring carrots, eggs, milk. It's all they have. It's their widow's mite. They are happy to give the Lord thanks for one more week of life. So when somebody puts a gun on their heads and say, denounce Jesus and die, they say, Jesus, I'm coming home to you. That's what faith looks like for those who have nothing, who are so close to death every day and still have that fire and love for God.
Wow. Well, that's a lot better than I did, but that's that's definitely the, and you know, we're not talking about politics like we normally do, but something struck me in my the message that in my church, we're talking about the Honduras mission that we have, and a guy who was there, who, you know, gangbanger, was, had all sorts of, you know, scars and cuts and everything else, and he got shot in the head, and he was in the hospital, and a woman prayed over him. He was a total just gangbanger murder, right? And a woman prayed over him and prayed that his life would be, you know, she knew the guy was going to make his life worth, have real value in the kingdom. And he survived, and he gets out of the hospital, and he's going, and he gets a headache. He goes back into the hospital, and they do the x-ray, and they'd left the bullet in his head. They left the bullet in his brain because they couldn't get it out without damaging tissue and doing irreparable harm. They did the x-ray, and the bullet was gone. The bullet was gone. And so whenever I think about faith from now on, I'm going to think about the bullet being gone, because the bullet is the thing that eats at us in the inside that we can't get rid of, that we desperately want God to take, but we won't let go of. And for this guy, the bullet was gone. Well, it's each of our bullets, whether it's money or other things that, you know, we put in first. It's just, remember, in this Christmas season, let Christ take the bullet. Let the bullet be gone.
Amen. And that is, man, that is something God has been putting on me, is to share. You know, we talk about the things that we're against in this, you know, one of the God's Not Dead movies talks about that. But folks, what we are for is freedom in Jesus Christ. Jesus said it is finished. Get a hold of that, because it's real. Back after this.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I want to drop this piece on you because, folks, this is just so powerful. And let me see here how I need to do this. All right.
But they get it. They know what's at stake here. And maybe in order to understand how precious and fragile freedom really is, maybe you have to lose it. But you already know that. I mean, all of this, it's just a distraction. And I made it easy for you, didn't I? I bet your face just lit up when you realized that there was a pastor on the witness list. You knew that if you challenged scriptures, I would rise to defend them. It's kind of in my job description. You figured you'd run out the clock while we debated how women wore their hair 2,000 years ago, all in hopes that no one would realize that it's really their freedoms that are on the line.
Not at all, sir. The issue here today is homeschooling.
I wish it was, Mr. Chairman. I truly do. Now today, Today was about turning neighbor against neighbor. That's part of your plan, isn't it? Keep us all divided, so bit by bit we don't realize you're chipping away at our freedoms and liberties. You got us all talking about how Noah got all the animals on the ark. Meanwhile, you're crafting legislation that will allow the government to barge into our homes. Because it's all about power for you. And the only way that you can get more power is by taking it from someone else. And that would be all well and good if it wasn't for that pesky thing called the Constitution that keeps getting in your way.
Now you hold on a second.
No, I'm done talking to you. I'm talking to the people who elected you. Because as inconvenient as it is, sir, this is where your power comes from.
Order.
You see those statues and those monuments out there? They say, you work for us.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Order. You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
So stay out of our homes and churches, and yes, stay out of our children's education. Because what you call teaching, Mr. Chairman, is really social engineering.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
History is being rewritten. Biology is redefined, and right and wrong are erased. Our children don't belong to the government, and neither does our country. America belongs to its citizens. To each and all, to the farmers in Texas, to the window cleaners in New York, to the cabinet makers in Maine and the teachers in Oklahoma, to every man, woman, and child, it belongs to the people. We, the people.
I can hardly watch that, Rick, without crying, without tears coming to my eyes. Because that is exactly what our founders gave us, and our rights come from God. And they want to lie to us, Rick, and they're doing it about abortion. They call abortion reproductive rights, but here's the definition for reproduction, folks. The act or process of reproducing, specifically the process by which plants and animals give rise to offspring, and which fundamentally consists of the segregation of a portion of the parental body by a sexual or an asexual process and its subsequent growth and differentiation into a new individual. But they don't want you to know what reproduction really is. They want you to believe that reproductive rights means ending the life of that differentiated new individual. That's what they want to do. That's what they've been doing. And that's what we're fighting back for, the least of these. Rick, your thoughts on that, and then I know you have some comments for us on the jobs as well. And jobs is a big part. Look, if you won't work, you don't get to eat. That's what Scripture tells us. God cares about those that are working.
Well, on the abortion front, the original Planned Parenthood founder, Margaret Sanger, made it absolutely clear that abortion is nothing more about than trying to kill the least of these. And in her mind, that meant if you had a different color skin than she had. And that's the same DNA of Planned Parenthood today. You take a look at Planned Parenthood, where they put their headquarters, the disproportionate impact is on poorer communities. The disproportionate impact is on Black communities. And so when the left wants to look at disparate impact, the real disparate impact that they're supporting is the disparate impact of abortion to try to kill Black babies, because that's where what has happened. And that has been the target of Planned Parenthood. And funding Planned Parenthood is nothing more than funding genocide against Black people. So that's the way it is. In terms of jobs, y'all heard that the jobs numbers were terrible on Friday, and everybody, you know, beating up Biden on it. truth is, the jobs numbers were great on Friday, but the reason they were great is because 1.1 million people got more people employed last month, and it was because we finally stopped subsidizing people from being unemployed. Go ahead and go to getliberty.org and check the article out that I wrote this weekend on. I think it's interesting how the media got it all wrong.
Okay, folks, we'll be back with more after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.